Because this is not about flesh and blood. This is not about just sickness and disease. This is a battle for this world. Heavenly Father, we thank you that you've given us the blueprint in Revelation and Daniel. We thank you that you told us what to expect and showed us how to prepare. Now, Lord, help us to stand in this, we pray. Because this is not about disease and sickness. This is about the soul of the world. Satan tries to take this world for his own. Heavenly Father, let us be the salt and the light. Help us to bring the light to as many as possible while it is still day, while there's still a chance for people to hear, to repent, to turn to you. Quicken us, we pray. Quicken us so that we would be devoted to bringing the gospel to those next door, down the block, across the world. Because only in you will these people find life. And only in you do we have our life. We thank you in Jesus' name.
Anybody else want to pray?
Can you hear me, Pastor Greg?
I'm still here,
yes.
But I turned my phone to mute.
Yeah. I thought I was unmuted. I've been praying the whole time. I thought I was unmuted.
I got you. I got you, sister. Go right ahead.
The Spirit of God has put those words out into the universe. I thank you, Lord. I've just been thanking you since those words came forth. I'm just thanking God for the open mind and open heart of our sister and brother Ken and Sylvia, that they received your holy word, Lord, and that you implanted that word in their spirit and they shared that word, Lord Jesus, so we can continue to move with force and power and wisdom and glory, letting everyone know that it is you coming forth through us, coming through our voice, coming through our actions, that it is not us. It is you, O Lord, shining and letting the light emerge from us with power, with brilliance, so that others can see, and then that magnetic energy within that light is drawing them to us so that they can hear. They can hear the wonderful, powerful words of Jesus. We just thank you, Father, for all souls that are present here, having received your messages, having received your peace, that we walk not in fear, but we walk in faith. We stand on that faith, and we know that that's the currency that established all things through you, from you, by you, that others can believe. Others will have an open heart, and they too can come and feel what we feel, the glory and the power of God, the glory and the power of Jesus, the Christ in us, coming through, giving us everything, supplying every need that is necessary for the time that we're in. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, and we continue to say yes to your word, yes to your will, and yes to the work.
Hallelujah.
We just thank you in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name I pray.
Hallelujah. Casey?
Lord, thank you this afternoon just for who you are, just for the fact that you are so worthy of praise, and that if we are to have any fear, Lord God, it should be of your great name, not of plagues, not of pestilence, not of disease, not of all of the circumstances that are going on in this world right now, but of you, Lord God, your great and magnificent and high and holy name. We do bless you. We thank you. We praise you. You are ever and always so worthy, Lord God. We thank you that all power is in your hand, that all power and authority belongs to you. Pray that you would grow us, strengthen us, and help us to be a people of faith, a people that trust in you, a people that are unashamed to admit our need for you, to call upon your name, and to seek your face. Pray that we would share the hope that you have given us with others, that we would not let our light be dimmed in this dark time in which we live, but that you would fill us with your Holy Ghost so that it will shine. And so those who are trapped in darkness and blinded and deceived by Satan can see the light. Use us as your instruments, Lord God. We know that you are mighty to save, and that you desire that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. We pray that you would live in us, work through us, show yourself through us, Lord Jesus. We pray this, that you may glorify your name through us, Lord God. And we thank you, we bless you, we praise your name, Lord. Amen.
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 Bob, did you want to add something to our prayer as well?
I've had my phone on mute. I finally figured out how to do it. What I got out of today, and I want to thank God, is I think from what you said about Dr. Judy's work, I think that he's using this COVID to wake up a lot of people from previous viruses and to do an overall good instead of just focusing on this one vaccine. May God continue to bless the past as well as the future. I think the works, he can come out of this this time of trouble for great good. And I want to pray for the clarity that people get from that, especially the kids who have no choice in the matter, who've been vaccinated. I hope they all get cured by the Heavenly Father. And in Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Well, Father, I thank you for all that you have accomplished today. Thank you for all the lives touched, all the bodies healed, and most importantly, Father God, for souls that will come to know you. And if anyone listening does not yet have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, then I invite you to say this prayer with me. Heavenly Father God, I come before you now, and I give you all praise, glory, and honor. I thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for his death, resurrection, and ascension, and for the shed blood. I confess all of my sin to you right now. And I ask you, Father, to please forgive me and wash me in the blood of the Lamb. I ask Jesus Christ, the Son of God, to be the Lord of my life. I declare that from this moment forward, I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. Yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me. I do not make this confession, nor pray this prayer, simply to get what I want fixed. Because I know, Father, you are God, and you know what I can't see. So I begin by asking you to fix me. And to remove from me everything the enemy has sent against me. In the name of Jesus Christ. And fill me with your Holy Spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
And I'm going to encourage you to find the scripture, Galatians 2:20. And every morning when you get up, put your hands on your head and make that declaration. And you will begin to see God transform your life. He said on the cross, "It is finished." He didn't do a partial work. He did the whole thing. And as Dr. Suni prayed earlier, the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And he wants you to experience that right here, right now. And it will happen when you accept that Jesus Christ did a finished work in your life. And I promise you, he did. God loves you more than you can ever possibly imagine. And so the message is one of love. A loving Father who wants the absolute best for every single one of his children. And sin is a cancer to all the goodness that God wants to bring to your life. It's death. And it was defeated on that cross. And that's the good news. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.